Well, good morning. Happy Easter to all of you. So good to see all of your smiling faces here this morning. He arose, and we just praise the Lord for that. He arose. We serve a risen Savior. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. A few announcements as we begin here. If you have your bulletin, just open that up. There's a couple, there's an insert in there. Just a reminder that that the ladies are having a program here. It's on the May 13th, and they want you to come have a treat, and so I think there's a sign-up sheet that is on the kitchen door if you're going to participate in that, but it's kind of just like a Mother's Day or a Ladies' Day, and they always have good fellowship on that day. So if you're interested in that, please be sure to sign up. Also, note that the disaster ministry books, I think there's still a few that are available there when you come in the door at the Narthex. If you haven't got one of those disaster booklets, feel free to pick one up. There's no charge to that. And, of course, it has some information in there about the disaster relief, Brethren disaster relief for May 19th and 20th. So that's not too far away. Also, if there are kids that are interested in the summer camp, we're probably getting close to that deadline on signing up for that. So if there are those that would like to participate, please let me know really soon. That way I can get the registration forms to you and you can get that sent away while there's still time to sign up for that. Also, just a reminder that the carnival fundraiser for Isabel Fox is going to be Saturday, April the 22nd. It's going to be at the Towers Ruiton building. From 11 to 4, and we're really hoping for a good turnout. The ministerial group is working together to try to do that, and so our youth will have part in it, and we're just looking for a good turnout. But, of course, you need people to come and to support the event for it to be a success. So if you have time, bring your kids. It's a carnival-type event, so there's lots of games, and I think they're doing a couple hundred halves of chicken. Yeah, there's going to be plenty of food and fun, so and music as well. So be sure to put that on your calendar. Are there any other announcements that you'd like to share at this time? Alan? Okay. Okay. Well, you're going to need somebody else to run the camera. If you didn't hear that, Alan is still taking pictures for the pictorial directory. If you want to be a part of that, just go into the fellowship hall following service, and Alan will be in there taking pictures. So we're trying to get as many as we can possibly get to be a part of that. Any other announcements? Let's just bow our heads for our opening prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you so much for this glorious morning, Lord. We wake up this morning with a special song, an anthem in our heart, Lord, a celebration. Lord, you fill us with joy because, Lord, we don't read in the scriptures that the women came to the tomb and found our Savior still dead in the grave. But Lord, on Easter, we celebrate that the stone was rolled away. And Lord, it revealed that our Savior lives. Lord, we thank you that we serve a risen Savior who has conquered the grave, who has conquered death, Lord, who has conquered sin. And Lord, we are victorious because of it. Lord, we thank you for Him. Thank you for Jesus who was willing to suffer and die. And Lord, He was able to raise again from the grave to show us that we are victorious in Him. We praise His name here this morning. And we glorify the one who has died for us. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things together. Amen. Let's stand together for our call to worship. And you'll find it's in the inside of your bulletin. Come quickly to the tomb and see the place where Jesus was laid. Look, the stone is rolled away. He is not here. Look, as he said, he would conquer death. We can see for ourselves this awesome sight. Christ is risen. Hallelujah. Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's turn to hymnals, page 220. He lives. Page 220. Some hymns that really get us going this morning, didn't I? Get our voices stretched out. We're really praising the Lord, which is great. I want to take just a couple minutes to share with you just a couple praises. I think one of the praises that I have is for the youth Easter breakfast this morning. Just maybe a round of applause for the children, how wonderful they did in getting that together and serving it, as well as I know a lot of adults too were helping with that. Kenny, you have something to say?
On top of that,
yeah.
Unofficially, kids, you had $917 in that basket.
Yeah, praise the Lord for that. Of course, those donations will go towards the children's ministry. And so it's just wonderful, isn't it? All the kids, I think there was about 15 or 16 kids in there helping with that. And of course, they each had their homemade apron on that was Christian themed and, yeah, funny themed. And I don't know if you got to see Kenny's or not, but his was pretty funny. But we had a big turnout as well. It took a lot of work to put that together. And again, what a blessing it is to see that come together and see the youth so active within the church. We just praise the Lord for all of our youth, and we just thank God for each one of them, and just pray that our youth continues to grow. We all need the Lord, don't we? And I tell you, we need to learn about the Lord when we're young. It's so important to learn about.
Last 10, you can see Jesus is in their heart.
Yep, amen. Yep, thank you, Kenny, for that. And we just praise the Lord for that success. Also, if you would you put on your prayer list Kenny and Penny Morgans? Kenny's mother passed away this past week, Kay. And we celebrate, though, that she's in heaven. And what a perfect moment here at Easter to see the risen Savior and know that she's risen as well. And so would you just continue to pray for Kenny and his family, and we just rejoice, though, in knowing that she is at peace and she's at rest. So, Kenny, I'm sure he appreciates your prayers as well. Are there other prayer requests or praises that you'd like to share at this time? Anyone?
My dad's Gail.
Okay, if you would, Gail's dad. Right.
So he's going day by day.
Yep.
But he said he's going to make it to his next birthday, and that's in 2 days.
Okay. Well, we'll just be praying that he makes it much longer than that, that the Lord bless him. So thank you, Gail, for sharing that. Other prayer requests or praises? Joanne? Okay. Say her name again, Joanne. Strotterman. Martha Strotterman. Okay.
Luther Ramsey?
Yes. Continue to pray for Luther. I got word that he made it home this morning from the hospital, but if you would put Luther Ramsey on your prayer list. Many of you might know him, just a local minister. Served for many years at Mount Olivet United Brethren. Just a praise, too, for our choir. Just so thankful. Our choir is going to come forward here in just a couple minutes and share with us. And I'm thankful that Jean and Nancy and Janet have been leading us. And so thankful for each of the people that are part of the choir, too. We're just blessed to have a group that sings together and works together so well. So praise the Lord for that. Anyone else? Kathy? Yes. Absolutely.
The only way I can get him here is if y'all serve food.
Yes. We're glad that you're here. And praise the Lord. I know that the Lord has answered your family's prayers, and your dad is well, doing better. And just praise the Lord for that.
Yep. Thank you all for praying.
Absolutely. That's what we do, don't we, church? We pray for each other, and we see the results of those prayers. And we have testimonies of answered prayers, and certainly yours is one of them. So praise the Lord for that. Anyone else? Pauline?
Darren, I'd like to thank the Lord this morning for two answered prayers.
Yes. Yes.
It's been really, really bad because he had
Yep.
And y'all were praying with him about a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
And he's getting stronger. He's able to go outside and do a few things now. And then to Dana, Elvishel.
Yep.
How the Lord has brought both of those guys.
I'm yeah. Yeah, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Pauline. Thank you for sharing that. For both Dana and Danny Wilson just answered prayers there, and we had both those on our prayer list. So praise the Lord for that. Anyone else? With that, I'm going to have our ushers come forward now and to collect our tithes and our offerings. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Amen. Will you bow your heads with me in prayer? Gracious Heavenly Father, we are so thankful this morning. We rejoice, our hearts are filled with joy. Lord, You have risen and conquered death. And in that, Father, we have hope. We have a future. We have an eternity beyond this world. Lord, You've opened the gates of heaven for us. And Father, we will enter in because of the finished work of Your Son, Jesus. Lord, we offer up our prayers this morning, those prayers of praise. Lord, those prayers of intercessory for those that are sick, those that are going through treatments. Lord, those that are in the hospital. Lord, those that need Your help. We offer them to You now. Place them into Your hands and Your loving care. Just pray Your healing hand might be upon them. And Lord, that we could continue to have these great testimonies of answered prayers right here at Moscow. Lord, bless the offering, I pray, to the church. Lord, to Your service, to Your work. And Lord, bless those who give. And Lord, I pray You open our hearts to receive, I pray, the real message of Easter, the real hope that we have through it. Lord, I pray our hearts receive it even today. Lord, we praise You now. We glorify Your Son. All these prayers we offer in His name, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Okay, it's my pleasure to call on the Moscow Choir to come forward now, and they are going to share with us in song. If you have your Bible, I want you to turn with me to Matthew. Matthew chapter 28. Be looking at verses 1 through 8. This is the account of the resurrection of Jesus. It says, "Now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning, his clothes as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. But he is not here, for he is risen as he has said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And indeed, he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you.' So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to bring his disciples word." This is what I've shared or deemed as, I think, the greatest news ever told. And of course, the greatest news ever shared really comes from this angel that sits upon this stone, and he declares to the two Marys, of course it's Mary Magdalene, and of course we know the other Mary is the Mary mother of James. And as they'd come to the tomb, the greatest news ever told was shared with these two women. Of course, they, as you see here, they went quickly from the tomb to share that great news with the others, that Jesus was not in the grave, that he was gone, that the stone had been rolled away. I heard a minister say one time, the stone wasn't rolled away so that Jesus could get out, but the stone was rolled away so that we could see in and see that our Savior, he lives. Amen?
Amen.
Our Savior lives. What a surreal scene that must have been that morning as these two Marys come to the tomb and then this great earthquake. And notice here that this angel came down. His countenance was like lightning, clothing as white as snow. And we see these guards, these tough guys. They weren't so tough. And just in the sight of this angel, they fainted in fear. And then this news that was shared. Go quickly, tell the others that Jesus has risen from the dead. Now, I think that this is the greatest news ever told. First of all, because it proves to us that there is life after death. You ever had that question? We all ask that question, don't we? Is there life after death? I think everyone at some point asks themselves that question. In fact, one of the oldest books in the Bible, the book of Job, 14th chapter, 14th verse. Job asks that question. He says, "If a man dies, shall he live again?" That's an old book, and that's an old question, isn't it? You know, who has the authority to answer that question? Who can you turn to answer the question? Who's qualified to answer the question whether or not there is life after death? Can you go to a scientist and ask that question? Can they scientifically prove that there's life after death? No. You can't turn to the scientist or maybe the philosopher, the thinker. Can he sit down and solve whether or not there is life after death with his knowledge? No. No. Neither of them will be able to solve that question. Who has the authority? Who has the ability to show us or to prove that there is life after death? Well, there's one person, and his name's Jesus. And he went into the grave, didn't he? He was dead. The Romans made sure he was dead. They pierced his side, and blood and water flowed forth from his body. His heart was pierced. Somebody said one time, Jesus died of a broken heart. He died carrying our sin. And he was placed into the tomb, but 3 days later, he rose again from the dead, didn't he? He rose himself from the grave. I think that's important to hear as well. Jesus had authority over death. He rose up himself from the dead. That's the might and power of Christ. And he answers that age-old question, is there life after death? Yes, there is life after death. And I tell you, friends, you're going one of two ways when you leave here. Keep that in mind. You either have your faith in Christ and you're going to heaven, or you've denied your Savior and you're going to hell. Now, the greatest news is that there's life after death. The greatest news is that Christ has proven that sin is over and death has been conquered. The stone is rolled away. It's evidence for us to see that Jesus is victorious over death. He is thus victorious over sin as well. And that stone preaches to us, doesn't it? That empty tomb preaches to us that Jesus, while he was in that tomb, death had its say. But when he was raised from the grave, he conquered death. He conquered the tomb. He conquered sin. And like the sin was, like the stone was rolled away from the front of the tomb, so was our sin rolled away from us. Amen?
Amen.
The risen Savior proves to us that Jesus is Lord. He's Lord over all. Lastly, it's important, and this message is important, because Jesus lives so that we can live too. That's what the Bible says. John 3:16, one of the most important Bible verses, says, "For God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Listen, his victory over death, over sin, it's your victory too. It's your victory too. He has given us victory. And 1 Corinthians says, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?" Well, the sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, Paul says, that he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And because he lives, even as you have just sang, we live too. We serve a risen Savior. He has died, the Bible says, for sin once and for all, but he lives for the glory of God. We worship a risen Savior. And notice here that this news was so good, was so wonderful, that the angel said, "Go and tell the disciples that he is risen from the dead. Indeed, he is going before you into Galilee, and there you will see him. Behold, I have told you." I guess I would just encourage you this morning, since you've heard this grand news, I would want you to share this news with others. Amen. Take the news forward, the good news, the greatest news, that our Savior lives. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Grace, Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this message of hope. Lord, we thank you for this message of salvation. Lord, we thank you for this message, Lord, that you have overcome the grave. You have overcome death and sin. And Lord, we have a future to look forward to because our Savior lives. Lord, I pray you bless us on this Easter with that message. And might we be willing to take this message to the world around us. There are those in our families. There are those at our workplace. They're our friends, those around us that maybe they've heard the message, but they just hadn't heard it recently. Lord, help us to share that good news, even as these two ladies did. Help us, I pray, in that mission. Thank you, Lord, for a risen Savior. It's in His name we pray these things together. Amen. Okay, we're going to gather now in our closing hymn. Page 473. I was talking about this song this morning at the Easter sunrise service, which is our victory in Jesus. Let's turn together to page 473 and let's sing about our victory. Page 473. Okay.
Thank you.
are victorious, aren't we? Well, that empty tomb, that grave, empty. It's like an exclamation point on the end, isn't it? That salvation is ours. That we are victorious. That God has saved us. You are saved if you believe in Christ. You've received Him as your Lord and Savior. You are victorious through Christ. Anyways, can you say that? I'm saved. Can you say that? Can you truly say that? I'm saved. I pray each of you have received that victory for yourself. Don't let the empty tomb go to waste. Receive it. He did that for you. He died for you, that you could have life. He's saved you from the grave. We don't fear death. He's given us life. He's our Savior. I hope you can really say that. I hope you really can. I'm saved. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You for the salvation that we have received in Your Son Jesus. Lord, if there's anyone here this morning that isn't able to say with 100% assurance that they're saved, Lord, I pray right now that they come to You with their heart. And Lord, that they pray this prayer, Lord, forgive me of my sin. I'm a sinner and I need salvation. And Lord, Your Savior Jesus, He has come to save me. And now I receive Him as my Lord and Savior. I turn from my life of sin and I seek now to put Christ and the things of Christ first in my life. Lord, I receive the gift of Your Holy Spirit and the empowerment I need to live the Christian life. Lord, thank You. As much as anyone has prayed that prayer right now, by faith, Lord, they have received salvation. And by that, the heavens rejoice today. For God has left the 99 and found the one who needs salvation. Praise the Lord. Thank You, Lord. Bless us, I pray. Thank You for this Easter. Thank You for each person here. I pray our hearts are blessed as we go. We praise You now. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen.